Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
Good morning and welcome. Today's Tanya portion for the 29th of Nisan, page 233-234, as we progress in chapter 44. We learned in yesterday's Tanya that in addition to the two loves of Ahavas Olam and Ahava Rabba, eternal love and love of delight, there is a special type of inborn love possessed by every Jew, which is really a combination of the two. It's in the DNA of the Jew. And that is, I love Hashem because my life emanates from Hashem. The greatest desire of any human being is life. We never think about the fact that we desire life when everything is good. Because when everything is good, we think about seven-layer cake. But when our life is threatened, we want life. There's nothing more desirable than life. People will sacrifice everything in exchange for life. So that when a Jew realizes, which he does innately, that his entire life comes from Hashem, he will love Hashem because that's his life. That innate love can be developed, but it's a basic love which exists deep within the heart of every Jew, because we know that Hashem is the source of our life. Today's portion, he says, V'ahava rabo g'dayla mizu, there's an even greater and more dynamic, more powerful love than that, and that is a love of God. Great enough that we're even willing to sacrifice our life. The idea of Kiddush Hashem, of sanctifying Hashem's name. We found throughout the ages that Jews were, if need be, ready to give their life away for the sanctification of Hashem's name. So that can't be the earlier love, which emanates from the fact that we love our lives. So therefore we love Hashem, who is the source of our life. Here we love Hashem even if we have to lose our life. V'hi, this higher form of love, misuteres, is concealed innately, gamken, as well. Not only is the first level of love a DNA love, but so is this one. B'chol nefesh mi Yisrael, within every soul of every Jew, b'yerusha me'aviseinu, as an inheritance bequeathed to us by our forefathers. By the way, when I talk about DNA, I'm talking about poetic, figurative DNA. I'm talking about the neshama. What is the meaning of this higher level of love, which can even lead to self-sacrifice? He, this is the love, Mashakosav, as it is written in the Zohar, in the section of the Zohar called Raya Mehemna, Beraya Mehemna. Raya Mehemna is Aramaic for the faithful shepherd, referring to Moses. Moshe Rabbeinu was known as the faithful shepherd. And this is traditionally the section in Zohar authored by Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says in that section of Zohar that sometimes you have a son who's a very special son. Kibro, like a son, di ishtadul, who strives and works hard, bosar avoy v'ime, looking after his father and mother, and he'll do anything for his father and mother. There's nothing this son will not do for his parents. Derachim loin, where he loves them, yatir migarmei v'nafshe beruchei, more than he loves his own soul and his own life and his own spirit. Therefore, for example, if his father was taken by bad guys, he's willing to sacrifice his own life to liberate his father. V'af gam, v'af ki, even though, I'm sorry, ki halo of echod l'kulonu. Now, The section in the Zohar was actually written about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses had this powerful love to God, more powerful than his own life. And therefore, we, each and every one of us, have a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu within us. We should be ready to sacrifice our own life for the love of Hashem, because we have a Moses within us. Ki alei av echad l'kulonu. Just as Moshe was a son of Hashem, every Jew is a son of Hashem. Yaf, even though one can argue, ki mi hu zeh ve'ezehu, who could possibly be so insolent, have the audacity? Asher o rav libe, who has the guts in his heart? Who would have the courage? Who can presume in his heart, lagesh, as to approach, lahasig, to reach, afilu chelek echad mini elef, even 1,000th, mimadregas ahavas, raya mehemna, from the level of the love of the faithful shepherd? We ain't no Moses, you ain't no John Kennedy. Mikomokim, nevertheless, hare efes kotseyu, vishemetz mineyu, at least an edge, a bit, a spark. Meirav tuvei ve'ere, from the abundance of his goodness and energy, Meir illuminates l'klolus Yisrael, to the general condition of Israel, b'chol der v'der, in every generation. K'meshekosa b'tikunim, there's a basic rule written in Tikune Zohar. It says, d'ispashtusa b'chol dora v'dora l'anahora l'hein, that there is a spark, an emanation of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Moses, present in every generation to illuminate them, so that in addition to the fact that there is a tzaddik in every generation who is the Moshe Rabbeinu of that generation, there is a Moshe Rabbeinu spark within each and every one of us. Rak, however, can we willingly identify the spark of Moses within us? Sha'orazu, this ray, Bebchinus, is at the level of Hester, concealment, Behelem, and hiding, Godel, to an extreme. Benafshes called Beis Yisrael. In the soul of the average Jew, the spark of Moses is concealed and innate and not identifiable. Olaheitzi, in order to bring forth, Ahavazu amisuteres mi'ahelem ba'ester elagili, this innate concealed love, from its state of concealment to a state of revelation, liyeh, so that it be bizgalus libi amechei, at the revelation of his heart and brain. Says Moshe Rabbeinu in Chumash, lo nifleis, it's not distant from you, it's not impossible. V'leidecheikahi, it's not distant. Because we all tend to limit ourselves. We all tend to say, oh, that's difficult, that's for the tzaddik. Says Moshe Rabbeinu in Nitzavim, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, lo nifleisi mimcha, v'lo rechoka. Moshe speaks of Judaism in general, and tshuva in particular, and he says this commandment is not distant, it's not unreachable, ela korev hadovar me'ed, it's very, very present, very close, very available, achievable, beficha u'bilvavcha, in your mouth and in your heart, dahainu. This means, how do we bring this about? Through our mouth and our heart. Liyes rogil alashayna, we have to begin to speak words of God. V'keil, we have to verbalize it, sound out godliness, because the rule is keil me'erer kavona. Voice awakens focus. That's why we sing when we daven, because the song, the voice, is supposed to awaken the heart. La'eder, to awaken kavonas libei, the intent and focus of one's heart, umeche, in one's brain, lahamik machshavte, so that one can delve deeply with one's thought process, bechaye hachayim ein sof baruch hu, into the source of all life, the infinite Hashem. Ki hu avinu mamish ho amiti, because God is literally our Father. So just like in Raya Mehemna, Moshe Rabbeinu is willing to sacrifice everything for his Father, Hashem is our Father as well. Omoker Chayenu is the source of our life. How do we awaken this feeling? Ola Eder Elav Ha'ava, through sound, through voice, through meditation, through prayer, to awaken our love to him. Ki ahavas habein elo'ov, like the son loves the father. And that is simply done through repetitive practice, through training oneself. The word hergil, which means getting used to something, repetition, comes from the word training. We train ourselves and it becomes second nature. For example, if somebody says, I want to start exercising, and he's never exercised in his life, so he just starts and he goes 2 minutes, and the next day 3 minutes, and the next week 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and before you know it, with discipline, he could become a regular exerciser, because hergel nase teva sheni, because training, repetition becomes second nature. So if we train ourselves to be children of Hashem, and to pray out loud, and to awaken the feeling of love within our heart, then you know what? The feeling of love will awaken in our heart. What, however, happens if we suspect that the feeling of love which we awakened in our heart is not 100% sincere, it's just surfacey, it's platonic? This is what we're going to cover in tomorrow's Tanya portion.